Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. And it is a law firm that specializes in community association law. In fact, Eric Glazer is board certified in community association law. Just a handful of attorneys in the state who are. And we are here to answer all your questions and emails about what makes life in your condo or HOA absolutely crazy nuts from 1 minute to the next. And we'd love to get the phone lines going early, which they already are, answering all of your questions live on air, free advice on a toll-free number, 877-850-8585, or you can email Eric your questions by going to condocrazeandhoas.com. Hey, Eric.
Hey, good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list that continues to grow and grow. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars. I just scheduled another one. Our newsletters, updates on the law, and believe me, they keep coming. We're going to talk about a really important one this morning and a whole lot more. Again, just to make sure, join our email list. Of course, every Monday morning, we do a blog at hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, and again, we'll talk about it a little bit today, back to business as usual, at least in our condos and HOAs. Important new law comes into play starting tomorrow. So, Karen, as if our country didn't have enough going on, right?
Yeah.
This week we had the unfortunate killing of George Floyd, and that video is enough to completely make you sick, actually. The cop was arrested and charged with third-degree murder and should do up to 25 years after he gets convicted, and I hope he does every single day of it, quite frankly.
Why did it take so long? I don't understand. You know,
3 days, I guess, to get an arrest.
And it does nothing to honor George Floyd and how he died. This is crazy.
Yeah. No, I agree, you know, 100%. So, if I were the mayor of a city and the residents wanted the ability to peacefully protest, right? Peacefully protest about significant issues in their community. Let me tell you, rest assured, I would do everything in my power to make sure that they have that right, right, to peacefully assemble,
yes,
guaranteed by the Constitution, right? But on the other hand, here is where I part ways with the mayors of all, quite frankly, the liberal cities where this destruction is taking place. You know, don't confuse peaceful protests with burning down my city.
Yeah, but those people that are arresting aren't even from, they have fake IDs and they're not
whatever
even from.
Whatever it is,
area.
It wouldn't be allowed in my city. It will not be tolerated for a second. If we have to arrest dozens of you, if we have to charge you with arson, destruction of property, I wouldn't hesitate as a mayor, and I wouldn't worry about what the video clips are going to look like in the end. I'm not going to allow my city to be destroyed. You know, don't mistake kindness for weakness.
Right.
And as you said, to do anything to honor George Floyd and how he died? Of course not.
No.
We're not talking about the bad cop anymore, even. We're talking about the looters and the criminals that are rioting, and we're actually watching innocent businesses being burned down. Ironically, you had a situation in Minneapolis where one of the peaceful protesters, right, in Minneapolis had his own business burned down and had a, during the riot, said, no, that's mine, burned down to the ground anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Isn't that just insane?
Black-owned business.
Right,
are
being burned down.
And a post office. Think of all the things inside that post office that got burned.
How about the police station itself?
Yeah.
How insane, right?
Well, I mean, just let them vent. That's not such a great idea when it's burning down a police station.
Right. Let them vent. You know, it's a failed liberal policy that allows portions of cities to be destroyed by thugs. These are not protesters. These are thugs. They're criminals. And I know one thing. People don't like to go to jail. So you arrest a few at the scene, believe me, the rest are going to fall in place pretty quick. They'll cut it out. And now what do you have? Entire city blocks are gone. Businesses are gone. Think of what that does to the tax base in that community. And what are we going to have, a situation where nobody's held responsible for that? That is a failed policy. And, you know, if I'm a business owner in that area, I certainly have to be asking, why am I paying taxes if the mayor and the police won't protect my business and actually allow it to be burned down, right? Why would I want to pay taxes anymore?
You know, and Elvita King, Martin Luther King's niece, is like, this is not what it's about. This is not what Dr. Martin Luther King would have wanted.
Oh, of course not.
It's peaceful.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And, the situation that worries me is the White House. Because, you know, the Secret Service is doing everything they can so that it doesn't escalate to the next level. But God forbid there's a breach of that first line in the Secret Service and people start making a run for the White House. They're not going to get there. you know, and this is going to end really, really bad. So that's the one thing that I really hope it doesn't happen.
Well, it's about optics. They don't want to show the National Guard shooting people.
Right,
you
right,
know?
Exactly.
That would be
but,
bad.
But, you know, what you said about Dr. Martin Luther King, does it honor his memory? Of course not. He stood for peaceful protests, and that's why he was so effective, right? I think, and his family is saying it now on TV, he would actually be appalled.
Yes.
By what's going on. You know, these thugs are dishonoring him. Not only are they dishonoring him, they're dishonoring Mr. Floyd and his family. They're dishonoring their own cities. They're dishonoring themselves, right, when they burn down Targets and walk out with freaking TVs, right, when they break into a liquor store and walk out with a case of beer. You know, so these mayors better get this under control.
One of the camera people, some white guy was coming out of the Chicago Liquors in Minneapolis, and he had this huge case of beer. He puts it in his car, and then they zoomed right in on his license plate.
Oh, really? Really?
It's beautiful.
Well, then he needs to go to jail. You're stealing from a store during this riot?
Well,
yeah,
got
he
him
needs
on
to
video.
Go to jail, of course. And if it doesn't get better and this continues, yeah, you're going to have a situation where you're going to have the National Guard, you're going to have the military patrolling the streets of American cities. And let me tell you, that's not what you want in an American city. You don't want the military in control of the streets.
No, you don't. It's really, and now it looks like Colin Kaepernick, that the NFL's admitting, yeah, that's why he wasn't admitted. So now the Vikings, they're like, you need to hire him back. And it's really interesting what's happening.
Insanity. Yeah, Colin Kaepernick is going to solve this situation that's going on. You have a bad cop. You have bad cops. You have bad lawyers. You have bad doctors, you know. Let justice system play itself out.
I don't think there's any police officer that saw that video and said, yeah, that's good police work.
See, that's the thing. No. We were all 100% united after watching that video,
However, if there wasn't any
disagreement on whether or not he applied the right amount of force. Everybody said that was a murder.
If it was civilian on a cop, he would have been arrested immediately with charges pending.
Of course.
So I don't understand why I understand they're upset that he wasn't arrested immediately and the others around him are not arrested. That's
right.
I do understand.
3 days, you know, I don't think it's unreasonable when you have several different agencies doing investigations simultaneously. But let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls, everybody, the phones are lit up already. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. When we get back, not only will we take our calls, but we certainly have to talk about the new law that goes into effect tomorrow.
Yay!
We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs PA. He specializes in community association law. If you're trying to call in, the lines are jammed. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. But before we get to the calls, Eric, what is the big condo and HOA news?
All right, this is pretty big news. So on May 20th, right, was talking about approximately a week ago, the secretary of the DBPR entered an order putting an end to the emergency powers that were temporarily granted to directors and officers of community associations. And that goes into effect tomorrow, June 1st, 2020. The emergency powers given to boards are over. That's it.
Wow. So what does that mean? I mean, practically for the community associations.
So what does it mean? It means back to the strict requirements of the 718 statute, of the 720 statute, right, regarding meetings.
Got it.
Notices, right, the right to attend a meeting, the right to speak, and, of course, the inability of the board to vote by email, by the way, which is a right that they never had in the first place. But, you know, I can tell you from firsthand knowledge, you certainly know those things have been going on. So that's it. Back to the statute tomorrow. Everything, all those emergency powers, gone.
Okay?
You know, look, it's a sign of, hey, maybe things are getting better, right?
Well, you got all these people running around protesting. It's
right.
It's like it kind of blew up the whole idea of quarantine, right?
Yeah, they're not actually socially distancing while they're tearing down buildings, right?
Well, no, they've got masks on while they're throwing a Molotov cocktail. Yeah. So they're more afraid of the coronavirus than burning the, anyway.
Yeah.
Even though the boards are required to comply again with the statutes, are there still things that they can do during the coronavirus to ease the situation?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, more importantly, here's what the new order, right? So we go back to the way the statute requires meetings to be held, the notices, etc. But here's what this new order doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that board members still can't appear by electronic means at board meetings. They still can, right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that boards should not still give unit owners the right to attend and participate electronically at board meetings and unit owner meetings. They should absolutely keep those things in place.
What about social distancing orders that remain in place?
Okay, now that's the interesting question, right? So now we're back to having meetings, and, you know, the meetings have to be at a location. You know, it does not mean that the boards can ignore other orders that may be out there.
What if you're protesting the meeting?
Yeah, right. Well, wear your mask, right? But the bottom line is the boards can't ignore, like you can't ignore the Dade order, the Broward order, the Palm Beach order, you know, if you're down here. Those orders still remain in effect regarding social distancing. So to whatever extent possible, and look, people are not going to show up in droves to board meetings. It's just not going to happen. So if people can wear masks and sit 6 feet apart, that's the way things, you know, have to go. So the while the normal meetings have to resume again, do whatever you can to accommodate your local ordinances that have now gone into place. Those certainly still have to be followed.
Okay, and so what about associations where no longer they're under a deadline to do their year-end financial reports? Has that changed?
Yeah. Now, remember, every association had to, typically by April 30th, you got to be done with your year-end financial reports, and that was temporarily put on hold. Well, that now is finished as well. So while I don't believe there is a strict new deadline, but it now the law says time to do your year-end financial reports for 2019. Okay? So back to contacting your CPA.
There you go.
Back to making sure that those reports are done, and back to notifying the unit owners that when those reports are done, the unit owners are able to access them or have them mailed to them.
I mean, okay? They've learned a lot in the last few months. What lessons should they carry with them?
Well, here's the bottom line. Here's my advice. Don't go backwards, right? I think that boards and their council and all of us on the show, I really think we learned a lot in the last few months. You know, go forward now a little wiser. You know, many of you learned to utilize amazing technology that in some cases have really, you know, ironically, the amazing part about this, because of the amazing technology we've been using over the last several weeks, it actually has allowed for greater participation from the unit owners, perhaps than ever before.
Right.
So why throw that in the garbage, right?
Exactly.
Right. Use that technology going forward.
Like you.
Absolutely, right?
You have another online seminar coming up next week, right?
We certainly do, yeah. Still, there's still certainly, you know, a little afraid for people to gather in live classes at the moment. I get it. So, yep, we're going to continue to do our board cert and legal update class. It's all set for Wednesday, June 11th. 6 o'clock p.m. Again, Wednesday, June 11th, 6 o'clock p.m. So, again, get certified from the comfort of your home. Live video presentation. We even take questions at the end,
fantastic.
I promise.
And you
good
send the
time
certificate.
For all. Absolutely. We certainly do.
So how do they register?
All right. Just call the office, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112 to register. And Lydia, again, when all is said and done, like Karen said, she'll send you your certificate, an outline. So, again, you don't even have to leave the house.
Beautiful.
So, and do not let me catch you getting certified by signing that damn dumb affidavit.
You don't want an angry Eric.
No, really no excuse to take a class. Okay, now let's go to the phones. How about we start off with Lee in Pompano? Lee, thank you so much for holding.
Hello.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Mr. Glazier. I'm calling to find out what I can do when I'm experiencing sewage odors again in my condo. I have had repairs on stacks in the past.
Right.
About 2.5 years ago, they had to replace stacks of cracked iron pipes.
Right.
They did replace them with PVC piping. Now the odor has come back again.
Just out of curiosity,
I located.
Lee, are you on the first floor of your condo?
I'm on the second floor.
Second floor. What about the person underneath you?
He's also experiencing problems. He's had to keep his bathroom door closed in the guest bathroom for a very long time.
Okay. So have you made the association aware of the problem?
Absolutely.
Have you done it in writing, certified mail, return receipt requested?
I haven't done that, by email only.
And have they acknowledged your email?
Yes, they have.
Okay.
I have, as of a few days ago, had a plumber inspect my condo, which is completely free of any issues on the inside of my condo.
Right, because that's why I asked you. Yeah, that's why I asked you if the tenant underneath you was also experiencing the same problem. So there's no question. It's and I've had this so many times in various different condo buildings. You know, it's something in the association's, you know, main line or sewage line, whatever you want to call it, and that has to be flushed out. Now, if they don't do something quickly, probably what's going to happen is you're going to have a tremendous backup one day, and you're not going to like what happens to your condo unit, okay? So I would stay on them incessantly, and if, you know, you need to get legal help, you may have to do that. but you don't want them ignoring this situation because ultimately, trust me, the odor is going to become something much worse, and it's going to be a flood in your unit probably of raw sewage, not what you want.
Downstairs. He did have, and they did have to replace the piping.
Right.
It was two years ago.
Okay.
And it's happening again. Of course, we have more. We have two bedrooms in this particular end of the condominium.
Lee, let me ask you a question. Lee, do you have insurance that covers your unit?
I do.
Okay. Good. Fine. That's good. A lot of people don't. And the association is only responsible for the damage that's going to occur to your unit if they were negligent somehow. Okay, mm-hmm. That's why it's important to have insurance, because oftentimes it's hard to prove negligence against the association. That's why here, how do you prove negligence? Put them on notice, put them on notice, put them on notice, and make sure they're following up with experts who can fix this. If they are aware of the problem and they ignore it, that's how you can prove negligence, and that's how you can get damages against the association should anything happen. So my advice to you, Lee, stay on top of them incessantly with those emails, okay?
Oh, I have, and they're coming after me because I'm complaining, and they say I have issues.
No.
It's very, very bad.
I hear you.
Difficult to deal with.
If they're not taking the situation, you give us a call, 954-983-1112, okay? Lee, thank you so much for the call, but we are all backed up. Who do we got? Tom and Joan? We're being tag teamed. Tom and Joan in Pompano.
That's right. We've got double the problems in our association.
How are you, Tom? I take it you're Tom.
talking about injustices, we in our association, we have 256 units, and we have a board president and attorneys for the board that are just acting totally irresponsible and outrageously. And we have found that private attorneys usually represent the boards. They don't represent individual owners. The state says, oh, all we can do is things on elections and finances and access to records. But
right.
We've got an intolerable situation that needs to be redressed. And we don't know exactly how the best way to go about it. Our
don't board know what the situation is. Yeah, what is the situation?
The board president is not a licensed contractor. But he's, I don't know if he went to the North Korean School of Governance or whatever, but he runs the board meetings as if it's just a simple report. The meetings last like 2.5-3 minutes. Nobody knows what's going on here except Joan and I and a few other owners. In our situation, the association has had maybe 100 units roughly remodeled by the board president himself, doesn't pull permits, doesn't have insurance, doesn't get any kind of sign-off by the city. So, and he's been fined by the county. He's been put under a cease and desist by the state. But our local city officials say this is not a problem that involves the city, which is untrue because all of our association units should be safe.
Absolutely.
They should be up to code. And they're not. Okay, so now it's got even worse. I have run for the board. I tried to do a recall a few years ago. We didn't get the necessary threshold. Okay. I ran for the board in March, and unfortunately, because of the virus, they put a notice on the board. The meeting is canceled, but we will still count votes at some point. And I asked for what the results of it was. And our board attorneys sent me a letter and said, we can come in on Tuesday. We'll give you an hour, hour and a half to copy all the records you want.
Right.
And they've done that before. It's going to take more than an hour and a half. But the problem is that his remodeling these units, could it not invalidate our insurance? And then
I actually
went so far as when we had a huge assessment, and they won't account the money for the assessment, I filed suit against the board. I dropped it almost immediately because the board insurance company.
Wait, Bob. Let me stop you 1 second.
Cut it.
Bob, let me ask you. Let me stop you 1 second. The units that he is remodeling, are they owned by private unit owners?
Yes.
Okay. So the private unit owners are obviously not pulling permits on any of the work that's being done in the unit. Is he representing himself out?
Obviously in violation of law, and so is the association president.
Is he representing himself as a licensed contractor? Have you seen any of the bills, anything like that?
That we don't know.
You don't
that
know?
We don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can
but
tell
now
you.
But Jones got a situation. Yeah. Oh, and then the board president and the association attorneys sent a letter. It actually came over the signature of one of the board attorneys, sent a letter to all the owners defaming me and telling me, telling the owners that I was responsible for $100,000 in overruns and blah, blah, blah. Just right. absolute nonsense so that right. I wouldn't get elected to the board.
Well, Bob, we can't solve your plethora of legal issues on a phone call during the show, but if you'd like to give us a call during the week, 954-983-1112. Okay. And we can certainly
okay.
meet with
can
you.
Can Joan tell you what her situation is?
Really quick.
It's totally different.
Really quick.
Okay.
Okay. I have been under attack by the association. They come into my unit every month to inspect it.
Why?
And there
why
is no rhyme
unit,
or reason
yeah,
for
why
that.
Why does your unit need to be inspected? So boards can
yes,
come into units.
They,
hold
they
on, hold
have
on,
to
Joan.
Come in, and she takes photographs of everything,
yeah.
including my underwear drying in the shower.
Okay, so there's nothing in the statute that allows photos of underwear to be taken. That I'm positive. Okay. So what? When is the board allowed
yeah,
to come
yeah,
in?
Yeah, and I mean, I found. I'm sorry.
No, hang out. Slow it down, okay? So the board is allowed to come in under the statute, right, during reasonable hours. To prevent damage to the unit, to prevent damage to the common areas, to prevent damage to the surrounding units. That's basically it. They can't just come in and say, hey, we want to take pictures. They have to come in for a purpose, and that purpose is to prevent damage. So if they keep saying, you know, we want to come in, we want to keep coming in, at that point, you know, it's harassment, it's in violation of the statute. So like Tom, I'm going to suggest, can't solve it on a phone call. Give us a call during the week, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112.
I mean, what are they saying? Are they afraid you're hoarding? What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what the issue is? But you can only come in for those specific
no,
reasons.
No, no.
All right.
So why are they coming in? Just
the
to harass you?
The bottom line to this story is they want to force me out.
Okay.
Well, that's not legal.
That's the bottom line.
No, it's not. Absolutely not. But again, we can't solve it during this show, during this call. So again, that's a much bigger issue. 954-983-1112. If you'd like, give us a call during the week. Thanks for the call, Tom and Joan. Karen, let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break.
All
taking
right.
your calls, everybody. Keep them coming in. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for Center State Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, Center State Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face-to-face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? Center State Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. Center State Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool your swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com.
Attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, specializing in community association law. So many questions. We've been off because of the coronavirus. Yeah. So we are live now, and Eric is ready to take your questions at 877-850-8585.
That's right.
877-850-8585.
And I want to thank Bob for holding so long. Thank you so much, Bob, from West Palm Beach.
How you doing, Eric? Welcome
back. How are you, Bob? Thank you so much.
A couple of times. I took a course a couple of times at the Palm Beach Convention Center. It's great.
Fantastic.
Everybody should take it.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to speak real fast because I know you got a lot of people.
Sure.
We've got spalling in a line of units in our building. One of the unit owners is refusing entry, which is creating a problem because the guy above him and the guy below him also have spalling.
Yeah.
Our next move, we've spoken to the guy 5 times. Our next move is to send a demand letter citing 718.111, paragraph 5, which gives us, you probably know this by heart, gives us the right to fix common elements in the building.
Yeah.
We'll also send him a copy of our bylaws, which indicate that the loser pays all attorney fees.
Well, let me stop you.
The unit owner will respond to this letter at all, and I just wanted you to tell me what our next moves are. I'll shut up now.
No problem. You're missing the most important thing, though, okay, with respectfully. That's why you got to ask an attorney, right? These letters, quite frankly, shouldn't be written but without legal assistance. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that the person will not let you in to make the repair, it's got to be a warning in that letter that the association will proceed to file an arbitration and or lawsuit against her. Why am I saying that? If she doesn't comply, let's say, within 7 days, okay? Because this type of action has to start out probably in arbitration. And under the arbitration statute, you must make a demand in writing for the person to come clean, to actually comply, give them a reasonable opportunity to comply, and threaten them with an arbitration action if they don't comply. If you don't do that, and then you go to arbitration, you finally go to an attorney, you finally decide to file, you lose. You lose because you fail to give the appropriate pre-arbitration warning notice. So I got no problem citing statutes and threatening the world, but if you don't threaten arbitration and give the unit owner an opportunity to comply, then, again, you just set yourself back, however long it's going to take to now rectify your error. So be careful, okay?
Okay, we will be having our lawyer draft this letter, but I my question pertains to what next? The guy ignores our letter. He doesn't respond.
Right, so the next is actually filing an arbitration action where an arbitrator is going to enter an order against that unit owner saying you better allow the work to commence in your unit. You better allow the association entry. That order becomes a final order, right, if it's not appealed within 30 days and it's enforceable in a court of law. So then a judge can actually enter an order requiring her to allow the association to enter. You know, all those types of cases, I can tell you, where unit owners have tried to prevent the association from coming into their unit, losers. They always lose, okay? It's very, very difficult to win a case like that says, no, you can't come into my unit. You will lose. If the association's expert says we got to get in, that's the end of it. You will get in. And like you said, that unit owner is going to wind up paying a hell of a lot of money in attorney's fees if they're going to fight that issue. It's a losing argument, and I can tell you, one, the association should win. Okay?
Okay, well, I thank you very much. I've recorded this, and I know you put it on your website, and I will include this as something that we send to the unit owner.
You got it. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you. Stay safe.
You be well. Karen, I got to tell you, Bob sounds like a nice guy. I love him. I hate it that when people tell me, thanks, we'll tell our lawyer.
I've recorded this, no
less. Right, that drives me. It will be used against me. Right,
oh,
right.
Some man. Later.
Okay, June in Royal Palm.
Hi, my name is June. I live in Royal Palm, and we have an 88 units in our community. We are trying to recall two of the board members. Do we need 51% completely saying yes, or a total of 51% with yes and no?
No, you need 51% yes to recall. They got to check the recall box, not the retain box. So you have 88 units. You're going to need 45 votes for recall, actually checking the recall box, for each person that you want to recall. Now, how many people are on the board in total?
Seven.
So you're recalling less than a majority. You're only recalling two, right?
Yes.
Okay,
and
so that bottom...
the reason why is...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, June. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said the reason why is their term, they had filled in for people that had moved out, fulfilling their term. When their term was up was in December of 2019.
Okay.
They did not run again. They just stayed on the board. We made them aware with our minutes that proved that their
right.
term was up, and they still will not walk away.
Okay, sounds like a winner,
but
if you're correct.
Yeah,
no, they needed to have an election, she's saying, because they came in, they were replacements, they only fill out the remainder of the term of
so
the people that they were
elected,
replacing.
Right.
So they never were reelected, exactly.
Like a Gerald Ford.
Yeah, right. So
they were never elected to begin with.
Right,
and then they were not reelected, but they stayed on the board again without an election. So, yep, you're probably right. You would need 45 recall votes for each specific person you're trying to recall. Serve it on the board. Very few defenses that can be raised right now, okay? As long as the forms are basically facially valid. Yes.
With the 51%, which is 48 votes, that's...
Nope, not 48. You're making it too hard on yourself. It's not 48, okay? It's a majority, okay? So the number that you need, if there's 88 units, you need 45, all right? 44 would be half. You need one more than 44. Yeah, right, 45 against each person voting. You'd have to check the recall box. Okay, June?
Can I ask you one more question?
Really quick.
Just because you just mentioned it with somebody else, and you were talking about being certified, which there also I was certified by you 3 years ago. But you said about being certified online, just printing out the thing. Is that not legal?
It is legal, unfortunately. You can still sign that affidavit. Yeah. That's going to be my pet project going forward next legislative session. I thought we would have got it done this past legislative session. We were close, but it'll probably happen next year. No more affidavit. That's going to be a wonderful day on this show when I get to say that prepared the bill and had that taken away.
It was so close, and it'll happen.
So close, but what'll happen next year. We'll make sure of it, okay? Got to take our final break of the hour, everybody. June, thank you so much for the call. Again, taking your calls, everybody. Keep them coming. Let's keep going to the very last minute. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget, and now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be
WFTL, Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. He specializes in community association law. Don't wait to the very end of the program at noon to call in and ask Eric any question you have about your condo or HOA. The number to call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, let's do it quick. How about Danny in St. Pete? How are you, Danny?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Glazer.
How are you?
I've got a two-part question, but they're related. I'll try to be real
sure.
quick. Any legal updates that came out of the last legislative session? And then the second part of that would be, what would be the deadline to submit a bill for the next legislative session?
Don't know the exact dates for the deadline right now, too early. But in terms of any big legal updates from last year, almost none. I can tell you, you had basically one condo/HOA/co-op bill that passed last year, and it had to do with law enforcement vehicles. That was the one that basically said, a lot of communities complain that persons who are in law enforcement, they bring home their law enforcement vehicles, and some ridiculous associations took the approach that that's a commercial vehicle and that can't be here. So the law was clarified this year that says, nope, that officer who brings home his vehicle can park that vehicle anywhere he would be able to park any other normal regular vehicle. Other than that, all the condo and HOA bills died on the very last day of the legislative session. You know, typically the season starts ending by first week in May. So the deadline to file the bills is going to probably somewhere in April or March, and you cross your fingers and hope for the best. Okay.
Okay. You mentioned real quick that you said that there will be a. You're hoping next year that the. You just mentioned about
do away with the affidavit
certification.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I've been writing every politician in the state, along with trying to get the whole Chapter 718 to be passed. So I'll just continue to write. Could I also sign in favor of your bill there?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll promote it, and we'll ask all of you to contact your legislators in support, and I appreciate that, Danny. Good job. Okay? When the time is appropriate, we'll certainly let everybody know what to do. Thank you. All right, how about Renee in Delray?
Hi.
Hey, Renee. Good morning. Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, how can we help?
I want to make it fast because I know other people are calling.
Sure.
I have a problem with my HOA. I moved in here in 2016. 2017, we had asked the president, because first off, we didn't get the Dexton bylaws. We knew nothing about it. When we signed in here, they had read us like 7-8 rules. And I said, that's the rules. And they said, that's the rules you have to go by. We signed it because it was only 7-8 rules. And we agreed with them. And come to find out years later, which I finally got the Dexton bylaws last June of 2019. When we moved in, we asked the president, who came over to our house, and we took him out in the backyard, and we asked him if we could put the patio in the backyard. And he said, yeah, he goes, it's your property. I see no reason why you can't. So in May of last year, we did that. We put a patio in. We asked him what size, and he said that we couldn't go 12 feet out, but we could go 10 feet out and 22 inches long, which we didn't. We did 21 inches wide. And now, it was last year, 2019, the board members came out yelling and screaming, saying that we didn't get approval, and I said, yes, Dan Williams gave us approval. And now I have it quoted in the minutes of a meeting from last March, stating that Dan did verbally give us permission to do a patio and paint our house.
Okay, Renee, hold up. Because time is short, I got to cut you off, and I got to answer this very specific question, okay? So the question that you're posing to me is whether or not your verbal representation given to you by Mr. Williams was sufficient for you to rely on, okay? So I actually won a 4th District Court of Appeal case, I would say about, 8-9 years ago, and the name of it I think was called the Santa Maria case. Okay. And on the, unfortunately okay. for you, I represented the association in that case. And same thing, a union owner claimed that the president gave her verbal permission to make certain modifications to the exterior portions of her unit. And the association's argument was, well, you can't rely on verbal representations made by a president if the declaration requires like a board vote and or written authorization, right? So if the declaration requires written authorization from the board and you never got it and you relied on only the verbal representation of one president, sorry to tell you, under the case that I won a couple of years ago, you would lose that argument, okay? You would lose that, okay? So that's a Santa Maria case. If you'd like, call me in the office tomorrow, 954-983-1112, and I'd be glad to email you a copy of that case, okay? Thanks, Renee, but we got to go. You got it. All right, how about we go to quickly, Maria in Hollywood.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Maria. How are you?
I have a question. Do condo docs go out of date?
No. Okay, great question. So when you move into a condo, right, now a condominium, you don't have to worry about your documents eventually going stale, right, eventually expiring. That doesn't happen in a condo, but it's something you certainly have to be aware of in an HOA. It's a real – I know you're probably calling because you've heard horror stories of documents that expire.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're living in a community where there is no governing documents. There are no rules. There are no regulations. There are no – provisions on what color you can paint your house or who you can sell your house to, right? And yes, right. that happens routinely. That catastrophe happens in
HOAs.
HOAs
that they go out of date?
Yes, under the Florida Marketable Record Title Act, right? After 30 years, I'm dumbing it down a little bit, but basically if the documents are not preserved within 30 years after they're originally recorded, those documents, like you said, go stale. They're gone. So this last year, actually, the Florida legislature made it clear, laws already in effect, hey, HOAs, you're on notice. The very first thing you need to do at your very first board meeting where you get elected, this is now part of the law for HOAs who are listening, the very first meeting you have as a board, what you must have on the agenda is the preservation of your governing documents, right? Go through the status of it. How old
Wonderful.
Are they? Do they need to be preserved so that this doesn't happen again?
Now,
such a
is
terribly
there a way
costly
I can
process.
Prove that? I'm sorry to interrupt. Is there a way I can prove that condo docs do not go out of date?
Nothing that I know of that specifically says that, because condos don't fall under the MRCA exception for declarations of condominiums.
Do you have time for one more?
I can't, because we got Peter in Miami still waiting. Sorry about that, Maria.
Okay.
Really quick.
All right, Eric. Thank you very much.
Let's end with Peter in Miami. How are you, Pete? Really quick. Peter, you there? There you go. Quick. How can I help?
Yeah. I would like to know. But I'm not allowed to tell details because I'm not a homeowner. I'm legally married spouse. And they told me to spy that I cannot attend.
Well, I can't understand what you're saying, Pete. Karen, are you getting it?
Is there something legal I can do, like a notarized letter from my spouse authorizing me to attend this meeting because it's very ill?
I already
approached my grant committee. It doesn't matter.
I'm not a homeowner.
I cannot attend the meeting. It has to be the owner.
Okay, Sharina, cut Peter because he's not hearing me.
Okay, Sharina seems to know what he's saying. Sharina, go ahead and tell us.
What's he saying?
From what I'm hearing, it seems like he says that he is not a homeowner, so he can't attend a meeting or something, but he wants to, so he's trying to see if he can get like a notary.
Yeah, I believe under the statute, right, only unit owners are allowed to attend.
Right.
No problem if somebody gave him a power of attorney. The unit owner gave him a power of attorney.
But he can't do like a proxy thing.
I think that would be fine, right. But what he can't do is vote for the unit owner, even with the power of attorney.
So you're saying he can attend and listen and contribute, but he can't vote.
Right, because he can't vote. That's exactly right. Because that would be in his condo, when he said he's from a condo. That would be considered like proxy voting, and proxy voting is absolutely not allowed in condominiums. Okay? So, yes, I don't think it would be a problem if that person gave him the power of attorney to attend the meeting. No problem. But he absolutely cannot vote on behalf of that unit owner.
You can give a specific power of attorney for a specific act?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Certainly, yeah. It's called a limited power of attorney.
Got
absolutely
it.
Can be done.
Oh, interesting.
Okay? All right. So, wow, you guys kept me on my toes from the minute we got on to the minute we got off. Remember, tomorrow, back to business as usual in your condos and HOAs.
And
back
hurricane
to complying
season.
With, oh, God. Just what we need to start right now. Can you imagine?
They have. If they go to your website, you've got all kinds of sponsors who will help them
absolutely.
Prepare for hurricane season.
And they are so wonderful,
roofers,
so dedicated
yeah.
to this show and our clients.
Arborists, everybody.
Yep. Absolutely. So, yep, check them out. If you want some advice on your hurricane plans, tomorrow, again, remember to comply with the new statutes. Don't forget, if you need legal help off the air, you can give Glazer and Sachs a call. 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. You can use that number, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, the number 4. Just call us during the week. And, of course, make sure to register for our June 11th class. Can't wait to meet you guys again online, June 11th, 6 o'clock. You can, again, register by simply calling the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE.
Awesome.
And most importantly, we're starting to get back to normal a little
yeah.
bit. Great. Certainly wonderful to see that. Stay healthy, everybody.
Please.
And we will see you and speak to you again next week, Sunday, 11 a.m. on Condo Craze and every and HOAs. Everybody have a wonderful week.
All right, Eric,
take
be well.
Care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or paint and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.